It was like, honestly, it was like going to see the wizard, right? Right? But then he built these vehicles. Like, he built a Pro 4.
He was the wizard.
He built a Pro 4 for Rob Mack with air suspension. So he'd taken traditional suspension from, you know, low riders and, you know, big trucks and created a way to, like, you know, modify it for off-road so that, you know, during the race they could change the suspension setup. And the combination of that and Rob Mack driving, they shellacked everybody and outlawed that truck. Rob Mack still has that truck. Question for you. So you just won this major motorcycle award, right?
I was gonna bring it because it's pretty freaking cool.
It is cool, right?
It was pretty cool. Thanks. Yeah.
It was the one show, right?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, which is, if anybody's into motorcycles, they know that show.
Yeah. And I've always wanted to attend that show. So it was like, it was pretty cool because it was like on my bucket list of like, I need to attend that show and I was just gonna make it happen. But like, I didn't expect that. Like, it was so cool. That's it's an axe.
Yeah.
This trophy is an axe. It's got a little jacket on it. It's so durable.
I love the fact that
each one
jacket.
Is all unique. And I was gonna bring it just so you guys can hold it because it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because that's it was so like, cool. Yeah. And
I just, you know, what's interesting is like, I just like that show because that was one of the first shows that I saw that was not denominational. Like, if you can make a Honda Chopper.
That. Yeah.
Right. Like, they're like, that's cool, right? And I grew up in, you know, it was like, if it wasn't a Harley, it wasn't cool.
Mm. Yep.
And then Harleys got so, you know, lame from the factory that everybody started, you know, getting into modifying all these other bikes, right? And I just remember seeing that movement happen and being like, dude, that thing's bad. What is it? And it was like, a Honda? I'm like, it's a Honda Chopper?
Right.
It's rad, right?
Right.
But that's the spirit of hot rodding. It's like, well, what's in the yard? What do we got? What's cheap? You know, how can we modify it? And, you know, and that's the beauty is the off-road culture was born out of hot rod culture.
I was just going to say, the way that you've taken the Mint, and that's what it is. It's like the punk rock version of the Mint. It's like,
sure,
everything kind of comes in, and that's how the one show is too. It's just like, it's a mix of all of this. It's total culture,
yeah,
because they really want you to understand. One of the things I loved, and it's exactly what you touched on, was how many families were there.
Yeah.
Like, everyone came. Like I was teaching pinstriping, and one of the tables that we had two bike builders that were in the show.
Yeah.
We had a 7-year-old girl.
Oh, that's awesome.
We had two women. And I was like, this is the diversity that we're looking for to change the world, to teach them that all of us being around each other, learning shit like this, like, that's cool.
Well, and I think, like, you know, you and other women in particular, like, have done a good job of, like, breaking the stereotype, right? Like, you don't need to be a 60-year-old dude with a beard and shitty biker tattoos.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the stereotype.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, when you see women painting, when you see women fabricating, when you see women building cars, like, other, especially the younger women are like, that looks cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I could do that, right?
Yeah.
And I think we need more of that because it bums me out when I see, you know, high schools without ROP programs.
Yep.
And teaching people trades and to build things with their hands, right? So when things like that pop up and, you know, in particular women are participating, I mean, there's a lot of dudes there that are like, I look at some of the stuff they're doing and I'm like, it's like, I know how much time that takes.
Yeah.
And in many cases, they're not going to get that benefit. They're not going to get the money back for the time they put
in.
They're going to sell it.
Yeah.
But like, it should be 80 grand and they're going to sell
but
it for
it's
20.
Their passion,
you know what I mean?
I know.
But it's cool because again, I think one thing that's very important to America, is our art of cars.
Yeah.
Right. And whether that's, you know, it's funny, I was down a while ago with a friend of mine and they were doing a whole exhibition on the art of lowriders.
Mm.
And I absolutely love lowriders for the effort that's
put into it. Yes, there's so much.
They're beautiful. Like I was actually down in Logan Heights on Sunday. Yeah, I think it was Sunday. And, you know, we're just sitting at a taco shop and being totally entertained by the cars that are rolling by.
Yeah.
You know, and it was everything from like, you know, clapped out 80s sedans to, you know, 1943 sedans that were, I'm like, dude, like this is, you know, that car had to be a passed down between two or three generations.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an art form, same way hot rodding is, you know, same way off-road builds are.
Yeah.
And same way choppers are. And that's what's cool about it now is when I say choppers, it's not indicative of just Harleys. It's everything, you know? So congratulations.
Just anything that's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like you.
All of us. I think this is a great table. I'm excited
this
about that.
This is a great table.
But yes, I mean.
This is a, I can't
this is
keep
how
pace with you
all
guys.
Of us will be changing the world because Help. That's what it takes is like us infusing. I just said the word wrong. Infusing.
Okay.
I don't know.
I still have some there.
I don't even know what that was. Wait, hold on.
I'm totally wasted.
Infusing the world.
It's little baby.
With
okay, that's good.
With,
thank you.
With this,
you.
I mean, we have to go. Like, it's up to you, the audience, right here.
Yes.
It's up to you to go out and change the world. Like all of us, like, this
totally.
Is what we're doing. Well, we're helping to infuse the culture of, like, people getting excited about what we do.
Yeah, and like.
Like, share it with them.
Vote with your dollar. You know what I mean? Like
100%.
Like go buy some artisanal mezcal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's really fun.
And then it's gonna happen.
This yes.
We'll save the
creative
world.
Juices
I guarantee
will
you,
be
everything will get
flowing.
Better if everybody would just go out and buy some artisanal.
Everyone
mezcal.
Needs to chill out.
No,
but I think
that's for sure. Like.
Cheers to that.
But I think too. Ultimately,
every college campus needs some artisanal mezcal right now.
Well, the state of the world right now, we can use some people that are creative. And
which one is that one?
This one's Yola.
Okay.
And it's a, I don't know much.
Man,
it's a Hoven.
Man. Oh, I remember Hoven from last year.
Right.
Young?
It's a, so it means young. It doesn't
what.
Say the okay. type of agave. I'd have to Google it.
Okay. You're so smart.
Yeah, that one's
don't
good.
Don't drink this
light.
I'm going to switch.
It's light.
I'm going to switch.
That one's good.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I loved about that is that you mentioned the one show and like the axe and being able to hold something like, you know, I brought, you it's know, cancer. Something that you got. Yeah. But there's something about these like tactile things that you have also because it's part of that culture, too. It's not just the experience itself, right. but it's the moments that everyone has. And then having something that can continue that moment.
Well,
that they can look at and know, like, hey, this was part of that moment.
So it's details.
It's analog.
Again with the details. Huh?
Yeah, right.
It's analog. I mean, it's like when you, I'm 51, so like my memories.
Whatever.
My memories cross from the analog era to the digital era. And now we have generations who've grown up in strictly from day one, they were analog.
Yeah.
So I think it's important for us to show the value of all these things, these tactile things in the real world. And, you know, it's everything. It's the physical experience of being in the desert, the smell, you know, of the desert flowers, the, you know, wet dirt, like all these things that you can't get from a screen.
Yeah. No.
You know, and same thing with mezcal, food. It's the same thing. It's a metaphysical journey, I guess.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Wow, we're getting deep here.
So. I like that though. I think it's true because it comes to
it
a
really
place
is.
Where it sounds really strange, but when you're going into that space, especially with mezcal, that altered states of being, right? It opens up that creativity, that
you know,
pineal gland.
We have so much of the world and the stereotypes and the way we need to live or we're supposed to live.
Right.
And when we get rid of that, Oh, yeah. We're actually allowed to be ourselves.
Yeah. True.
You can and that's be. Really, yes. Yeah. And that, you know, obviously sometimes we're not endorsing things, but
no, I'm
but
endorsing.
if we were, we'd endorse you that's subscribing.
But the thing is that when you let go of all the insecurities and the stereotypes and everything else that the world places on you, like you can actually be yourself. Hey Jane, have you heard about Autofluencer?
No, can you tell me more?
Yeah, so it's a new partnership platform for creators and brands in the automotive and motorsports industry.
Wait a minute, that's brilliant.
Right, I thought so. So the goal is to give them tools to create more successful partnerships at shows like SEMA.
Man, that's a game changer.
And what's even better right now is creators are free and brands get 60% off if they join before September 1st.
Okay, how do people join?
Go to autofluencer.com now.
That's one of the reasons why I think you and I in particular are friends is like, you know, you stand for something, right? And you create beauty in all the different things that you create, right? You're creative. And to me, that's the most important thing in the world because, you know, the world has become backwards in the sense that we have stop celebrating the creators and we've start celebrating the people who are the distributors, the lawyers, the retailers, anybody but the actual creator, right? And if you look at great societies throughout time, like that's a mistake, right? Like every great society at their peak, the most important people of that society were the people who are the poets and the painters and the people who are the creators, right? Because that is part of the essence of life, right? That creativity, that ability to go, I have an idea and I'm going to bring that idea to fruition in whatever discipline it is, right? So I think it's an important thing to then show that to younger generations and go like, you know, whatever problems you have in your life, a lot of it stems from this idea that like you're not satisfying something that's deep inside of you,
yes.
You know, and whether that's, you know, physical activity or whatever it is, you know, you have to go figure that out. But this is one of the paths of being creative where you can be extremely happy and extremely fulfilled. You definitely have to do the work. It's not like be creative, right? But, you know, it's one of the things that I love about not just what we do with the off-road racing, but what we do with our agency. I mean, like when I can't sleep, it's 2 a.m, I'll get up and start designing our next t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take an idea that I had, you know, here's a funny story. So, a friend of mine calls me up right before the mint and says, hey, you know, CJ Ramon from the Ramones is into off-road. And I'm like,
again, punk rock.
Yeah. I'm like,
love it.
Okay, cool. No way. So then I stalk the guy on his Instagram.
Okay.
Sure enough.
I love to know that you stalk
him. It's so easy now.
Yeah, I know. Right.
So then I stalk him on his Instagram. I see some off-road stuff. And so I'm like, I DM him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like, there's no way. The guy's, he's not going to, what I mean?
You're Matt Martell.
Like right away, he's like, dude, he's seriously. Like, right on, dude, I'm in. And I said, hey, can we VIP to the Mint 400? He said, yeah, can I bring some friends? Yeah. So he comes to Mint 400. We VIP him. And we ended up doing some trophy truck rides, and we put him in a trophy truck. Blown away. Super stoked, right? So, you know, we end up having dinner later on and, you know, talking about off-road racing. He's building a class 7 truck and he's going to come race with us. And he goes, hey, have you been to the Punk Rock Museum? I'm like, no, because I saw it. And frankly, I thought it was some corporate thing. Yeah. Right. And I'm like, oh, okay. Vegas capitalizing on punkers. No, thanks. Right. I was definitely wrong. And so he said, hey, you got to go. I'm going to make an appointment for you. It's a curated, you can do the tour curated or you can just go. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm busy. I'm not paying attention to stuff. Somebody's texted me from the museum saying, hey, when are you coming? Blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, I got to go do this. And we're just finished with doing a bunch of scouting. And I was in Vegas for a day. And so I text the lady back, hey, I'm going to be in Vegas. And she goes, great. Can you be there at 12:30? I said, sure. She goes, great, your name's on the list. So I kind of was like, whatever, it'll be cool. Yeah, whatever, I'll check it out. So I get there, I walk in, and first person I see is Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats. And I'm kind of like, what the, okay. And then they're like, yeah, Jim is, he's curating the experience. And I see his girlfriend, Genevieve, who I actually know, she's from, she's the bass player for Eagles of Death Metal and has played at the Mitt before.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, what are you doing here? And blah, blah.
That's cool.
Okay. So we do the tour. This is 2.5 hours and it was absolutely incredible because this guy was there when all this happened. I had no idea that his two best friends were Lemmy from Motorhead and Joe Strummer from The Clash.
Wow.
So like, I felt like I should be filming the whole thing because the story, the punk rock museum is broken up by era, and location. So it starts with, New York and London and then goes into LA and Southern California and these different kind of eras of how everything evolved. And it was incredible. And the other thing that was incredible was for me as a visual artist, right away I was inspired, right? Right away I'm like, oh man, I could do a shirt like I'm taking pictures and texting like my team that does all the graphic design with me, Max and Jeff, and they're like, what? Matt's they're off work. It's Saturday afternoon. They're like, okay, Matt's hammered and he's
texting us. Doesn't happen often.
Yeah. So it was spectacular.
You were in your creative flow.
And very inspiring. And so like I came out of that and did like 4 or 5 different t-shirt concepts right away and then handed them to my guys and they're like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
Because this isn't like computer shit. This is like, how you tie the visual culture of punk rock culture, which is tied to off-road.
Yeah, it is.
It's West Coast, music. I'll get into another really cool story, it was just one of those things where I was just totally inspired, but like it fired me up, and right away I was like, oh, I'm going to do this and this, and I love that, right? I absolutely love that. So
Baja Forge, signature vehicle builds and off-road products built to forge your own path. Baja Forge was basically made because we loved off-roading. We loved the open roads. If you're looking for off-road products to help you get out on the terrain, visit BajaForge.com. Follow us on Instagram at BajaForged for our latest builds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is an absolute honor to officially announce the giveaway of this 2018 GMC Denali behind me and this $10,000 in cash. Head on over to the site, envisionsupplyco.com, for your chance to win. Every $1 you spend will get you one entry into winning this 700 horsepower truck and this cash. Your chance is now. Good luck.
I think that every person is a creative at heart. You just have to bring that out in them.
Sure.
Indoctrination through growing up.
Well, 100%. I don't disagree. Yeah. Here's what I learned, right, about the lies that we were programmed in school.
Oh, yes.
Right? So, like, I'm in high school, and I'm a total fuck up, right?
Like, bleep.
You can bleep that.
No. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I was more interested in girls in my band, right? Like, that was what was important to me, not school.
It's called being a teenager.
I was into boys and cars.
There you go. Well, I was into cars, too.
About same thing. I totally liked music, too.
So,
surf punks.
Didn't care about school, right?
It didn't resonate with you
the
same way.
Not until I walked into a graphic design class, right?
Yeah.
And that all of a sudden.
The challenge is different.
Yeah.
When we have a challenge for ourselves, like, we want to rise to it.
But the whole
time. Sometimes we need it.
Like, the whole time, I remember the counselor. I went to Helix High, and whoever this counselor is, fuck them.
Sorry, Helix High counselor.
No.
Fuck off.
No. Definitely, I didn't need any mezcal to say that. I remember this woman sitting me down and going, you know, sorry, it was a man, and he's like very stern, very like, you know, scholarly, like he knows something. And like the irony is that guy probably never actually worked a legit job in his life.
Or
right?
or felt passion for doing something he enjoyed
well,
doing.
Because he stuffed it down. Yeah.
So he's literally like telling me like, hey, you know, probably the best thing for you is construction. You know, you should really focus on a trade.
Like working with your hands. Got it.
You know, blah, blah. No, because he was writing me off as stupid.
Got it.
Right? Because I couldn't fit in that mold.
Box. Yeah.
Right? And he's like, this is how you're going to make a living and blah, yeah. blah, blah. And let me tell you, I made more than that high school counselor did.
Oh, I bet.
In his life by the time I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a funny thing to look back at that. But the whole time they're telling you, well, you should be this. Or, you know, when you start being a creative in school, they're like, don't worry about taxes or contracts. You're left brain, and that's for right brain people. And that's bullshit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, I'm really...
We're a full person.
Yeah, let me tell you, after getting screwed over a bunch in younger years, I'm really good at accounting.
Yeah. Figure that shit out.
I can look at other people's accounting and be like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Like, right away.
Yeah.
You know? So, I think to your point, I think everybody is creative. It's just a matter of bringing that out.
It is. You know? It is.
It's a matter of encouraging them to figure out, like, what is it?
Yes.
You know, what is it that you're creative
inspiring
at?
Them? Because people think, well, I don't have the talent or that's what I always get right away. I don't have the talent and skill set that you do. And I'm like, oh, no, you do. I don't
it
care.
It might be a little bit different.
I don't care if it's, like, organizing.
Yeah.
Organizing is a talent and skill set. Like, it's in a different way.
Okay, about this one. This is another one of those pretty bottles. A relative to the blue bottle.
Yeah. I'll put mine right.
So this is. Oops, sorry. Bless you.
Sorry.
Bless me.
So this is the Bozal, and this is a Pechuga, and this is the one that I was saying, you know, is made with animal parts and.
Oh, this is the oily one.
Yeah, this is my favorite one.
This is the greasy one.
This is my favorite one.
Oh, okay. I think that if I remember, I might have to lick off my mic stand. Who was?
Wow,
I'm sorry.
That one's so good.
It is. Waste.
There's fruit and spice in that.
It's just, so different.
It's just more complex, right?
It is.
Because you're tasting all those herbs that they've used.
It doesn't have... It just goes down.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have that crazy after kick or anything like that.
Is it
just goes down.
From... Do you think it's from the protein
get
in
an
it,
orange?
Right?
I think it's a... I think
that
it's some of that.
Kind of the mellows.
Protein.
I don't know what to call it.
It's like
chicken
a...
Chicken parts.
The animal.
I think it's like a tea bag full of like a bunch of herbs, right?
Right.
So I think it's like the whole.
That sounds weird.
We've lost control. Can we have an editor? and now one of our producers is going. Does
now
this
it's
mean
time?
Keep it going?
They're always going to be long ones with me here. Right?
I know. We discussed.
So wait,
this
one
was
more,
previously
one
discussed.
More, one more music story. So I didn't think about this.
It's all about punk rock, dude.
Yeah. We didn't cheers on this. Because I've gone.
There's one more.
Oh shoot.
Oh wow. Okay.
You want to hand me that one?
Oh my goodness.
We'll do it expeditiously. It'll be fine.
Oh great.
Okay. Punk
Can
rock
we
story.
Sober up or while we're
music
here?
Music story. Whatever.
So one of my favorite bands is Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
mine too.
I went and saw them recently in San Diego, and it was an amazing show. I mean, I haven't been that impressed by a band in at least 10 years, maybe 20 years, right? So right now, these guys are kind of in their prime. So if you get the opportunity to go see them, go see them.
Or maybe we can invite them to the podcast.
That would be even better.
And you'll
and I know
come back,
one of
right?
them is in Joshua Tree area, so close to me.
A couple of them.
Great. Yeah. She's going to hook them up.
But so
Kale Bunker knows.
I think it was 1989.
You know,
like,
Kale? I didn't know that.
I do. Sorry.
I think it was like 1989, right? We used to all go skate a pool in over
what was
by
I, a junior. Over, no, sophomore.
Yeah.
I was a mother.
Over by.
I was a baby mother.
So we go skate this pool over by the Salton Sea.
Really?
And that's yeah, because anywhere there was a pool, and like they had a bunch of hotels that had failed over there, and
that's rad.
We just went there to skate the pool and it became like a little bit of a regular thing. Like, hey, it's cool. Go camp and whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So we're there skating and gets dark and I think it's a Friday night or Saturday night or whatever. And it's like sun's going down. So we're packing our shit up and we're getting ready to go. And these dudes who are a little bit older come over and they're like, where are you going? We're like, well, it's getting dark. And they're like, we have lights. Like, okay. You know, right? So they pull a generator out and fire these lights up, and we're like, we'll keep skating.
Right.
I mean, like, we don't need to stop.
Let's go. Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, we're having a party. This band's going to play. And
desert parties are the best.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
They were all about the desert parties.
Dude,
Queens
the
was.
Best. Because there's no rules. Man. There are like no rules.
There's you no better rules. Know. There's no popo. You yeah, on your right. own.
So whatever. These bands starts playing and I'm looking at them, you know, and I'd already seen quite a few really good bands that at that stage. So it was like, okay, how, like I'm not going to be impressed by like the local Salton Sea band.
Right? You have no clue who these people are in the middle of the desert.
Except for the band turns out to be Caius.
Right? Oh, that was What's-His-Face's first band.
Yeah, it was Josh's first
Thank
band.
You. I couldn't remember his name. What's-His-Face. I'm sorry. So, it's your fault.
So these guys start that? Playing and everybody stops skating. Yeah, everybody's like, holy like, oh. shit. Right? Because they had this big, heavy, fuzzy sound, and it was like pre-Nirvana, so grunge hadn't happened yet. And, you know, it was a pretty holy shit kind of moment, right? And then we left, and then, you know, we're like, wow, that was really cool. And then it became a regular thing, like, oh, them and some other bands
That's
were playing.
Rad.
And so that was like, yeah, I think 88, 89, somewhere around then, right?
In the middle of the desert.
In the
Salton Sea.
And of course, we would go there and ride motorcycles too and the whole nine yards. So fast forward to what year is it? 2024?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, you mean I like it. Fuzziness on what year is it?
Well,
I'm
just,
I thought
I'm
it
like,
was just me.
Well, I was going to do the math, and then I'm like, I'm not going to try and do the math. I'm not trying to do the math because that makes me feel
over 25 years.
It makes me feel old. So,
you want an abacus?
A few years.
Tink, tink,
the
tink.
Fact that I know what that is.
Bean counter.
So, okay. Oh Lord, have mercy.
That's it. We're done. This is it. This is the last one.
This
done.
Is the best one.
I'm gonna
I think.
Need a ride.
The last. Save
Can I get
the
an
best
Uber
for last?
And if I start laughing, then it just, and it heightens the whole, like.
So why I love this one the most is this is an Añejo, so it's been rested.
I was just going
to
say, can we first
like
say
I
that
need
it's
to
gold?
Rest it.
So it's completely different than any of the other ones.
So
because
just like
is this our last one?
Because
just,
it is.
Just like a
you.
Tequila that's
Ooh,
been
yeah.
shit. Oops.
Rested for a year.
Okay.
Right? So the same
need
thing.
To rest
so it's going
to
be
a year
delicious.
After this. Oh.
How good is that?
Oh, I could. That's my favorite.
What does that taste like to
you? It's just bright at the end. I don't know. It's smooth.
It tastes like roasted pineapples to me.
Oh.
It tastes like butter to me. Are we just projecting?
Pineapple? I'm not quite sure.
We had pineapple water.
We did. It's really smooth, and then it's just bright.
Yeah, there's no smokiness.
And there's no aftertaste afterwards either.
It's not, there's no, there's like a teeny
later
bit of
on,
heat.
Like, not really, though.
But it's, like you said, it's like a cross between heat and brightness.
Like, normally, like, my whole body feels like it's warm after, like, that one's like
No,
bright.
It's just like a tingle, like a little.
Good stuff. I could drink a lot of it.
That one's probably the best.
Yeah, Los
Well,
Los
the best
Nahulis.
For last.
You know, right? I like that, and I liked the one that you brought, Teresa.
I thought so too, yeah.
Because
it was good.
Really.
You know, we could go back through them just to be sure.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I love
Our producers are crying
the
over
red
there.
String because
it is cool.
Their idea is that they wanted to tie people together by By drinking, yeah. But by
drinking.
People, I know. I was like, was but it's a culture thing. Yes. It's the same type of thing. It's like what we're it's talking about. Libations. Like,
yeah, when people want to meet with me, I'm like, great, let's have a drink. They get to choose whether that's coffee or alcohol.
Yeah.
Good point.
But it really
but something connects us, yeah. You know, and that's what that is. And that's what their point was, is that, you know, the world connects us in a different way. And in what we've all been talking about is like the culture and like us doing things, not being like doing, you know, like that's part of who we are.
So what podcast number is this that you guys are on?
I don't know. What number? Do you guys know?
32. You guys need to catch up. I just hit 50.
Yeah. 50. So these are all the things that we were supposed to talk about. Okay, quickly.
You, I like how I brought
you,
that around.
You started before us.
We did I? No.
I started after.
He didn't. He started after.
But I own a media company. Right? Yeah.
You're doing
I do what you guys do. I stack them, right? I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, we're going to do 2 today, 4 today, whatever.
I love that. You do what we do.
That's true. You guys influenced me.
Right on. Oh, yes.
No, 100%.
I love that.
Yay.
But everybody that you have on your show is incredible.
It's
my favorite. Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
No. But you make a good point because they're all incredible. But it's the way that Matt wants to understand people. And like this. Like he wants to understand each Mezcal.
And, yes.
So that we can share about what that is. And you do that in your podcast too.
Well,
in Off-Road Racer podcast.
Yes, in the Off-Road Racer podcast.
It's funny because I have a different agenda. Like most people, and I'm not saying you guys love automotive and this is your love of automotive, right? It's very clear.
I think it's we love people.
Well, yes. But
In automotive, for sure.
But most podcasts are like, hey, you know, let me get some most popular wild ass people on here, right? That's what their goal is, right? And you could tell because it doesn't create interesting conversations.
Yeah.
Like it's really funny when I listen to other podcasts, I search for specific conversations with specific people. Mm. Like I don't, there's not many podcasts that I follow that I have to listen to every single one of them.
Sure.
Like I'll jump into Rogan at certain points and then jump out and then jump into, you know, somebody else and then I'll search for a topic or whatever and, you know, jump in and out depending on the conversation. So for me, it's a different agenda. It's that, you know, I started doing this because a lot of the people that created our culture were dying, right? Mm-hmm. And there were some pretty important people that, you know, like there's a guy named Nye Frank who I'm probably gonna have to do like a little documentary on just because the guy was such a savant, you know, barely graduated high school and was one of the most impactful people to off-road vehicle design, right? And never did anything on a computer, did everything by hand.
Yeah.
You know, you'd go talk to him and he'd have like these pieces of wood attached together to explain, you know, suspension and geometry. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, honestly, it was like going to see the wizard, right? Right?
I love it.
But then he built these vehicles. Like he built a Pro 4.
He was the wizard.
He built a Pro 4 for Rob Mack with air suspension. So he'd taken traditional suspension from, you know, low riders and, you know, big trucks and created a way to like, you know, modify it for off-road so that, you know, during the race, they could change the suspension setup. And the combination of that and Rob Mack driving, they shellacked everybody and outlawed that truck. Rob Mack still has that truck. Like, you look at it and,
that's
like,
amazing.
It's crazy because I was having a conversation with him, and he's like, dude, if I brought this truck out today, because of its suspension technology, it'd probably still beat everybody.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So that, to me, is the coolest thing about our culture and really America is like these people who like, it's like nobody told them that they couldn't do it. You know what I mean? It's like Mickey Thompson, like
nobody told you couldn't do it.
Right.
Go do it.
I just want to tell you that now.
It's like Mickey Thompson, like the dude,
totally
like
my influencer.
High five.
draws a,
you knew,
you know, a chalk drawing on his garage floor. Right. Never built a land speed car, never built a really significant car.
Man.
right? Goes out and builds a car and sets the land speed record a year later. Him and his buddy, right? Right? Like, that's just, like I love that spirit of, like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, what made you think that you could do something so incredible, right? And they just, they're like, well,
like nobody yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody told me I couldn't. And that's what's happening, what happened or tried to happen in your schooling, where somebody's going to come in and intervene and say, oh, well, you can't
That's
do
my
that.
Biggest
You're
motivator.
You're going to have to go to construction.
Tell me I can't do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right? You hear that?
Go ahead.
Tell and me I can't gonna, do it. I'm going to tell you a you little secret, guys. I'll say that to Greg. Oh, well, you can't do that?
A little manipulation.
Challenge accepted.
That's like been the whole conversation. So.
Yes.
It's been amazing.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You guys, you saw it here. You saw what
this
was
is
it?
Great.
10 sips of mezcal.
They're just
here.
Sips. Just
we
sips.
Did
just,
this.
We did sips.
Tasting.
We did
tasting.
Our tasting.
But this is what life is about. Is like
eaten?
You. I don't even know what to say.
Here's the thing.
You need to be
experience
inspired by
life.
Who you are. Like literally who you are. Like life it's is, all inside of us.
Listen, life is simple. Go off-roading. With your friends.
Yeah.
Drink mezcal with them. And listen
go
to Queens of the Stone
stuff.
Age.
Yes.
But loudly.
Go create.
But the thing to me is like, it's inside of each of us.
Yeah. It is.
And like, none of us like don't grab it enough. Like, we're so worried about like what the rest of the world thinks and what they see.
But that is all of those little keep you down things.
I know. So you know we want to lift you up.
Yes. Lift
like,
it
you
up.
Are amazing. You're creative. You have all these things. Like,
look at Jason.
It doesn't just take me.
Jason's like, just wrap it up.
All,
I want some, he
it
wants
was
some mezcal.
Half an hour ago when he did
How
this.
How can we find you? You are so many things. Off-road racer podcast.
Off-road racer podcast.
Yes.
Unlimited racing.
Unlimited off-road racing.
Off-road racing.
The Go race.
Yeah. Well, it has
and
all
that's
of those.
The California. Yeah.
Dirt Co. for
California
the merch. You're wearing one of my hats.
Dirt Co.
And the socks.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. So many things. But the thing is you can do so many things. That's the idea of this podcast.
Absolutely.
Is like
inspire
people.
And get a little crazy every once in a while.
Yes. Absolutely.
For Cinco.
Unleash yourself.
Siete de Mayo.
Siete de Mayo.
How is it that I remembered
that's
it?
That's good.
Now. That's it. Siete de Mayo. Oh, you go.
Another fake. Another fake
what about
holiday.
I came with my mustache.
Okay, I'll put
Sorry,
my mustache
that
on.
Was a weird mustache, huh?
No I'll worries. Put my mustache on.
You have a mustache, too.
I'll run a mustache.
Oh, okay. This is one that's... No, no, no. This one's
Don't
perfect
they have the
for
big
him.
Pachuco? I need
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, isn't this the pachuco?
Okay, give him the big one.
There you go.
This is the final.
What is this one? Oh, I want to do this one.
We have to do, like, a little excerpt of this.
It came off.
Oh, let me see. I've got to see your mustache.
That's perfect.
Oh shit!
I found one.
You called me my dad.
It won't stay on. It's like
I'm gonna wet my pants.
Accent, like
yours is.
What would you like?
Your mustache was so crooked. It was. I'm done.
This is how we're finishing.
Okay. Well, thanks you guys for joining High Octane Hustle. Oh my God, you're wasting your mezcal.
Who are you?
I'm Fastlane Jane.
And I'm Design Muse.
And this was
Matt Martelli.
Woo!